Now we're going to talk about a TV show, and we're probably going to cry because the show is This Is Us, NBC's hit drama about a couple and their three children, and it's almost the law now that every episode leaves viewers wrung out. Not that the show isn't also as joyous as the first episode. We're in young Rebecca and Jack Pearson's bedroom. Wait, is that a glimpse of his bare butt? That's definitely her very pregnant belly. They are expecting triplets, but Jack is also determined they carry out his birthday ritual.
How could you possibly want me right now?
In any state of my life, you arouse me.
I bet I can make that go away.
There's nothing you can change.
My water just broke.
Yep.
Yeah.
And off they and we go. They will come home with three babies, not in the way they expected. And over the course of three seasons, we'll fast forward. The children, played by Sterling K. Brown, Chrissy Metz, and Justin Hartley, known as the Big Three, are in their 30s. Then we're suddenly back in time. Younger actors play them as 3 or 13. Mom and dad are also thrown back and forward in time. We learn right in the first show, I'm not really giving anything away here, Rebecca, mom, will show up as a grandparent. Jack will not. This Is Us received 9 Emmy nominations, including a 3rd for Milo Ventimiglia as Jack, the 1st for Mandy Moore as Rebecca. Both join us now. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
You so much. Hi.
Mandy, I'm going to start with you. Some would say you've been overlooked. First year, you didn't get nominated, even though your doctor who delivered your children did, Gerald McRaney, who was awesome. And as a friend said to me, but she had the babies. didn't get nominated. Your thoughts about being nominated now?
I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's so weird to be in this conversation. I don't know if you feel this way, Maya, but it's like beyond anything I ever could comprehend.
No, because nowadays it's my favorite thing to say, Emmy-nominated Mandy Moore. Because
three times nominated Milo Ventimiglia.
Okay,
by the way.
But still, you know, all it takes is one.
But we should say that that may follow something about the show. Milo, you are the world's perfect father and the most romantic husband. Mandy, you can often be the tortured mom who's exhausted. It's built into the characters.
Yeah,
I think though Jack, because of his early exit, there's that mystique.
Yeah. The show takes on that. The show takes on adoption, someone
self-image,
obesity, alcoholism. If someone said to you, what's it about? Mandy, you, what's it about?
It is about life. The highest of highs, the lowest of lows. You know, we've had this audience with us from episode one, and they've allowed us to take this journey and for our show to sort of deviate in so many different directions, and they've been on board.
Well, and by the way, I was just feeling, I'm hearing Beck make an impassioned plea early on.
It's hard to let her go.
Right. And Milo, you bring to it this sense of a young man becoming a father, but then also we go back in time and it's a young man in Vietnam. I understand you don't have children, not that you, an actor can't play a father, but I understand you drew on some of your own father's experiences.
Yeah, my dad, I mean, first of all, my dad, Peter Ventimiglia, is just one of the greatest guys on the planet. Even, I mean, and you know,
I can attest to that.
Yeah, Mandy and I, we talk about Don Moore, her father. I feel like I'm kind of doing one for all the good dads out there, but I had the greatest example growing up of how a father should be and the lessons that we need to learn from our dads, from good men. My dad's a Vietnam veteran, and he had my sisters and I at 30, and we grew up actually in the same era as the Big Three. I always looked up to my dad, and now I get to look back as my father on the show in playing Jack.
Yeah. How about the idea that you have to be 9, 10 different characters in one show as you age? Mandy, your character, young mother, and then a much quieter, maybe sadder in some ways, grandmother, you know, because life has happened to you. I'm thinking sometimes, wow, you must have to remind yourself, where am I in time?
Sure. I mean, I think I played Rebecca from 16 to 85 last year. So there are some prosthetics involved because I'm 35. But Also, having said that, at this point, three seasons in, it's like slipping into an old pair of comfortable shoes when I play Rebecca at present day, and she's about 68 or 69.
Well, and as you say, you were also a young mom. Let's listen to an early scene. Jack and Rebecca, you first bring the big three home from the hospital. You're exhausted. The babies are crying. Let's listen.
Can you help with him, please? He's being really
Look in their bedrooms.
It's not, there's not in here.
Please just come back in here. I need you to help me, please.
Okay.
Are you laying down, Jack? Can you please check on Kevin?
This is such a treat for Milo and I. It's like, this is your life.
Well, it is.
Revisiting. It's crazy to think back on.
Well, how much do you know about what's going to happen?
I mean, we do know theoretically how the show ends. Now the writers and Dan Fogelman, who created our show, sort of have to work backwards in a way. And so much of that factors in for us as actors. We need to have, as you know, many of the answers to questions that that they can give us at this point.
Except in some ways, I bet you can't give that away. Like Milo, you can't be thinking early on, oh, and then that terrible thing's going to happen in that house, which I'm not going to. But you can't be thinking, you can't show that at all.
You can't show that. But the thing is, you know, what Jack has, and I know I kind of feel the same, is an understanding that at some point life is going to end.
Yeah.
You just don't focus on that. You focus on the life that's immediately happening. And for Jack, it's his wife. And for Jack, it's his kids. So the knowledge that something will happen at some point and you're, you know, he's going to leave us, you're not.
You don't have to factor that in necessarily.
No, you don't. You don't. And also, I mean, for Mandy and I, or mostly for what we do, we're in the past. These are memories, touchstones along the way of what the present day big three are experiencing.
Exactly. They inform our adult actors more than they necessarily inform our stories.
Totally.
What do you hear from people?
I feel like we've become de facto therapists for people on the streets. In all walks of life, people are so lovely and want to come up to us and tell us about their own life or what they relate to the show about and what characters they love and why.
Or why weren't you on? I needed my therapy session.
Exactly.
Well, and do they tell you, you know, some people are saying that's impossible. How could one family have identity issues and obesity and alcoholism? And I'm betting you are meeting people who say we have all three. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This, the striking similarity to a lot of families out there, I think, is what makes the show so successful. I think that's what makes the show so accessible as well.
Yeah, the Pearsons aren't an anomaly.
No, not at all.
No. By the way, I should say it's also hilarious. We don't want
to
give
them
an impression.
Yes, there is levity to the show.
Yeah.
It's not just super emotional.
Oh,
and it's addictive. But I just want to talk to you both quickly about your other lives. Mandy, there's a storyline for you on the show. Your character is a thwarted performer. You are a performer. We remember when you first broke out on the music scene 20 years ago with Candy. Let's listen.
Oh, God.
Who can forget?
Well, here's the thing.
I can
here's
forget.
The thing. We're not letting her forget.
I just crawled under the table, FYI.
She did.
20 years ago.
Yeah, but you
I was
see,
a baby.
But you get to sing beautifully on
Thank
This
you.
Is Us. And here's a bit of Invisible Ink that you performed on the show.
Turns out all my mistakes were forgivable. And the time I spent lost was a sign.
Well, now you, and I understand Chrissy Metz, who also sings beautifully, you are releasing new music. This has brought you back to your music career.
Yeah. And just the mother-daughter connection between Rebecca and Kate, that they have, you know, the love of music in common.
To overcome the tension, the mother-daughter tension. I'm sure no one's relating to that. And Milo, you have a new movie out, The Art of Racing in the Rain, based on the unbelievably popular book. Hey, look, it's a story about a devoted father, probably best father ever. I mean, you have said it's a different version of the man you're already playing, a good guy. I guess you are. As you said, you're out there making the case for good fathers.
I try. I mean, with everything kind of going on in the world right now, I think we actually need the attainable superhero. I think we need to not have the guys that are in capes with superhuman powers to be looked up to only. I think we need the guys that look like our neighbors, look like our fathers, look like our brothers and our sons. We need, you know, good guys to stand up. You got to strive to be a good person, a human being first.
You accomplished that, my love.
Thanks, man.
You too.
Thank you.
Well, one last thought, though. What do you say to people like the Entertainment Weekly writer who said, wait, maybe This Is Us is too emotional? I think they call it, let's see, an emotional procedural.
That's kind of amazing. You know, one thing that Dan Fogelman has always said, he's not afraid of being sentimental, and we can't be all head and no heart, just like we can't be all heart and no head. Mm-hmm. And I think what we have on this show are a lot of heartfelt human beings that are highly intellectual, but they're also allowing themselves to feel and try and relate to their loved ones, because you never know, like Jack, when you're going to meet your end. So hopefully you can have a good life and a life that your loved ones are going to remember and talk about positively when you leave.
Mandy Moore, Milo Ventimiglia of NBC's drama This Is Us, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
And again, both Mandy and Milo are up for Emmy Awards on September 22nd. Season 4 of This Is Us starts the 24th. Do not call me.